to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, does it matter to you at all that Alex Rodriguez is on the verge of getting 600 home runs? Does it matter to you at all that he was involved with some substance abuse long ago?
To be honest with you, you know, as we've talked, as I've shared with you a number of times, I mean, I embraced Major League Baseball in the 60s and 70s and started to wane a little bit in the 80s.
Why?
Because of all the issues. Well, because the game just got slower and slower in my mind. Just slowed down.
The pace of the game.
Pace of the game to a crawl.
Mm-hmm.
And it lost me. And then football and basketball are such great events, and both television wise and, you know, and being in person. So I pushed baseball aside. So I don't care. And the Yankee thing, when free agency, Jim Catfish Hunter, what was that? What year was that? 1979? When did that free agency thing start?
Well, it really started with Kurt Flood, but I
yeah,
guess
but
drift.
I mean
when
the
it really
big
became,
one, that
yeah.
New Year's Eve one.
Yeah,
remember that one?
That was big.
That was
landmark.
Huge.
Yeah.
Okay, when since that time,
Andy Messersmith.
And then all of a sudden it kind of eroded away with me because all of a sudden, oh yeah, the team with the best money, the owner with the biggest pocketbook was going to win.
Kind of reminds you of Big Ten football, doesn't it, Scott? The team with the biggest stadium and the most money should win? Why?
No.
Why not?
Because
how's it different? How's the University of Michigan and Ohio State?
Scholarship limitations keeps it different. I mean, there's a controlled, even playing field element to it.
But
you don't
still
have that
able
Major
to get
baseball.
Players that other teams can't get. In professional sports, at least they have a draft where the teams that are low in the standings theoretically should get the best players. In college athletics, why shouldn't Ohio State have the best team every year? You've seen their physical plant. You know what they have, Scott.
I might actually side with Tom on this one. Couldn't it be the success gets you that bigger stadium
exactly.
and things like that?
You worked hard to get to that point.
So it's okay for the Yankees.
No, because what happens?
I'm just saying Ohio State and the Yankees are the same
George Steinbrenner, may rest in peace, brings out his checkbook and all of a sudden buys the best team. It's
so
not
did
even
Ohio
playing.
State. Ohio State bought a $300 million stadium addition and the best facilities money could buy. Instead of buying players, they bought facilities.
Well, they went in debt. So there's a gamble when you go in. You deficit spend, there's a gamble in that. It's paid off for them.
But how many schools could do that? Do you think Purdue or Indiana or Minnesota or Wisconsin or
Iowa
would do
that?
It's
different. At least there's some structure of parity in college football, which is actually, you know, that's why the big guys the smaller teams have caught up a little bit.
Look at draft day, okay, in the pros, in the NFL.
Define what league you're talking about.
Let's start with the NFL.
See, at least
it could be the NBA, too. It doesn't matter.
There's
the
a
team
salary
that has
cap.
The worst record should theoretically get the best players. When do you find on National Signing Day that Vanderbilt ever has the best recruiting class?
Well, if they commit, maybe if they worked a little bit harder, they could get their program back up there. I mean, you can win. Northwestern's moved up a little bit. That's an example of that.
When does Northwestern ever have the best recruiting class? You know what they do? They coach the hell out of their guys.
Well, whatever.
And
you
it's
get
player
it done.
Development.
You get it done. Okay, it's possible. In Major League Baseball,
it's possible for the Royals to beat the Yankees.
You have to have an owner who's going to shell out that kind of money. It's just money buys it. And that's you're asking me. We started this
money
conversation.
Money buys it everywhere. Money buys better representation when you get
but
in trouble.
But no more prevalent
money
than
buys
in Major
better
League
healthcare
Baseball.
When you get
because
cancer.
There's no salary cap in Major League Baseball. There is in the NFL. There is in the NBA. There's some element there to make it, you know, there's where parity is involved a little bit.
Don't you think money buys better talent in college athletics, too? Do you think that USC has a chance with their alumni to get
not as
better
much as
players
Major League
than Fresno State?
That's where Major League Baseball lost me. Okay. And so, and that's to answer your question. The Yankees just go out. So if A-Rod, the fact that he hits 600 home runs, I couldn't give a crap.
You don't.
I'd like to see.
So you're going tonight for the atmosphere, your buddies, the ambiance.
I think Major League Baseball as a hot summer night thing. It brings back memories for me. I'm not riveted to it. You know, when I go watch a college football game, I'm watching Michigan. It's a whole different kind of experience. It's a nerve wracking. I really care what happens on every play kind of experience. When I go to a Major League Baseball game, you got 162 games. You got to, it's there's not as much tension involved, and I don't care as
much. Could you ever be a pro fan? I mean, a big time paint your face pro fan.
I can never paint my face for anything or wear a jersey. Are you talking about the NFL? If the Lions started winning,
yeah,
I was a Lion from Milt Plum, Pat Studd, still Amos Marsh. I was a Lion fan. And if they win, I'd be all over them. But would it be at the level of Michigan football and my embracing college football, college basketball? No way, not even close. I love college sports better than pro sports. But I'd be all, I like the NFL a lot better than Major League Baseball. I like the sport itself. I like the product itself.
Well, don't you see the hypocrisy with college sports, though, where they expect that they talk about the student athlete, right?
That's
number one.
A lot of
they always put that model out there, and you see what the NCAA logo is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's money. It's money, just like everything else that dictates what happens.
Yeah, I will say
it's
this.
It's wink, wink. Okay, come on, win one for Old State U. Yeah. In the meantime, fork it over.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, I getting back to college athletes and that business formula, I think getting a scholarship, you know, is a great reward. But if people got to understand the number of hours and physical dedication and mental dedication these collegiate athletes at all levels have to come through for.
They don't have to do it.
Well, I know, but they're earning their keep, is my mind. And I also think that a stipend should be part of that equation.
You know, my son wasn't quite good enough to play at that level. Might have been the best thing that ever happened to him. And someone said, you know, if he hadn't had this or a different break or this had been different, different situation. And I said, you know what? He probably might have been lucky enough to get a Division I scholarship, a decent program, and he probably would have quit because he wasn't cut out for that kind of a deal. I mean, he wanted too many things he wanted to sample. He wasn't going to just be an athlete.
The
commitment there has to be so intense. Now, he could play D3. That was great. That was a great experience.
You're talking about because Zach is a well-read, well-rounded. He's got a variety of interests beyond the athletic field. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, I would compare him in many ways, obviously not in terms of raw physical speed, to Robert Smith. Remember Robert Smith
who
played at Ohio
lanky.
State?
Yeah.
And finally got so upset at his coach, who later, you know, well, we'll talk a little bit more about him another time, but now he's coaching high school football. And he said, you know what? I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Well, Robert Smith's done pretty well.
Very well.
You know, in the broadcast.
Very well.
Booth. So it's worked out well.
He's going to be a physician, you know.
Right. But, hey, college football players, college athletes, they earn their keep, in my mind, in terms of that scholarship. No question.
Yeah, they do. They certainly work for what they get. There's no doubt about that. But I'm still saying I don't agree with Jason Whitlock, and they should just throw the doors open and say, doesn't matter, just have a bidding war for every prospect coming out of 12th grade.
It's a very liberal opinion columnist writing that situation.
Meanwhile, I understand the hypocrisy, and I think the athletes are entitled to a little bit more in some ways than they're getting. But we'll talk about that more. We're trying to catch up with Mo Agar in just a couple of minutes on the Jack and Tom Show.